Hello, my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will be reading multiple entries from my adult daily internal family system journal on a protector part called Defensive Judy. I will illustrate how Defensive Judy shows up in my adult interactions by sharing a personal experience she had with her husband of 37 years. I will describe Defensive Judy's reaction and how my adult tried to parent this protective part. I will share how a timely, powerful YouTube video called Making Marriage Work helped diffuse Defensive Judy's intense reaction and led her to drafting and reading a clear, concise letter to her husband. I will tie it all up in a bow of vulnerability that gave birth to more respect and appreciation in their marriage. As I have shared in previous podcasts, my adult has been practicing internal family systems. She learned about IFS from founder Richard Schwartz, PhD, to help her communicate with her protective parts. For the sake of time and necessity, I will only share answers from four main questions my adult learned to ask her parts from an IFS meditation. Please note, even though these parts have different names, they are all part of Defensive Judy. I noticed that even though these parts' answers appear similar, the varied parts actually go a little deeper. Each entry helped my adult to get to know them more intimately. IFS helped each part to feel safe enough to expose Defensive Judy's roots. I am sharing my adult's entries with you all in the hopes you will understand what's going on inside of you or others you know personally or professionally who may be defensive. I am going to read 9 entry dates from April 23rd, 2023 to November 24th, 2023 by answering one question at a time. The first group of answers are the most negative. The rest of the answers shed light on why the first answers are so destructive and in some cases may be hard to listen to. My adult asked Defensive Judy, "What do you want me to know on 4/23/23?" Defensive Judy said, "She wants my adult to know, I count." She added, "I'm sick and tired of everyone being considered smarter than me." On 6/20, hollerer and screamer Judy wanted my adult to know, "I want to be heard. I'm sick and tired of being misunderstood, being too understanding, a silent doormat." On 7/4, rager Judy said, "I'm sick and tired of being a victim. I have had enough." On 8/1/23, defensive Judy said, "I have to be right. I'm sick and tired of being the only one who is wrong and being seen as stupid." On 8/3/23, argumentative also said, "I'm sick and tired of being wrong," but added, "I want to be smart too." On 9/6, defensive Judy said, I cannot be wrong, especially when I believe I'm right. I'm sick and tired of being treated like an idiot and being forced to deny my truth. On 10/30/23, firefighter Defensive Judy said, I cannot be wrong, because that means I'm stupid, worthless, a good for nothing. On 11/6, defending Judy said, I have had enough of being labeled and treated like I'm stupid in a multitude of ways. On 11/24, defensive critic said, I hate you, you stupid ass. My adult asked each of them, what would happen if you were not defensive? On 4/23, she said, people would treat me like I'm an idiot. They would get away with thinking the worst about me. On 6/20, hollerer, screamer, Judy said, people would walk all over me, use me, think I'm okay with their shenanigans. On 7/4, rager said, people would walk all over me. They would hurt me, and I would want to die. On 8/1, defensive Judy said, I would feel so much shame, worthlessness, and loneliness. What would the point of living be? On 8/3, argumentative Judy said, I would be at the mercy of others. I would be a nobody, a nothing. I'd be treated like an idiot. I would go on believing I'm a stupid idiot, even though it's not true at all. On 9/6, defensive critic said, I would feel stupid, worthless, ashamed, unlovable, and sick inside. On 10/30, firefighter defensive Judy said, I would feel stupid, foolish, worthless, and good for nothing. I would feel sick and my heart would hurt. I would cry like a victim. On 11/6, defending Judy said, I would be blamed and shamed and I would want to die. On 11/24, defensive Judy said, you would not have a clue what to do. You would cower in a corner and blame yourself unnecessarily. I hate that about you. Please stop it. Wow, I hear a mean yet polite critic. Then my adult asked each of them, if I can heal the need for defensiveness, what might you like to do instead? On 4/23, defensive Judy said, I would like to be gentle, kind, receptive, understanding, a good student, humble. On 6/20, hollerer screamer said, set boundaries and uphold them. On 7/4, my rager said, I would like to live my own life and let others live theirs. Live, laugh, and love. Turn the other cheek. Feel good that I'm alive on the earth now. On 8/1, defensive Judy said, I would like to listen, learn, grow in trust, like and love myself and others, relax and enjoy my life lessons. On 8/3, argumentative said, have fun. Trust myself and others who are worthy of my trust. Enjoy life. On 9/6, defensive Judy said, feel okay if I'm wrong and when others try to make me wrong. On 10/30, firefighter defensive Judy said, I'd like to become a better listener, one who hears criticism as a contribution instead of a threat. I'd like to listen to understand the motivation of others. I'd like to be grateful for the feedback, ask questions to deconstruct the feedback, and share my thoughtful perspective. On 11/6, Defensive Judy said, "You can't heal this. This is who I am. It's in my DNA. Both parents were stupid and imposed this belief on me. How can you possibly heal this? You've been trying for so long. If you can heal this, I'd like to be intelligent, confident, autonomous, group-minded, and unified. Enjoy my life." On 11/24, defensive critic said, "I'd like to do what you are learning from the Anxious Perfectionist book and the articles on parenting and boundaries you've been reading. I want to be an unapologetic, accepting person. I want to let assholes be assholes. I want to learn from constructive criticism." Then my adult asked them, "What do you need from me in the future?" On 4/23, Defensive Judy said, "I need my intelligence to be recognized, nurtured, and praised so I can succeed like everyone else. I need to be noticed for what I do correctly. I need to be reminded if and when I make mistakes that I am not a mistake. I need to be corrected with gentleness, humor, love, and respect. I need my good efforts to be acknowledged and rewarded. I need the way I think and learn to count as much as people who are academically, technologically, and mechanically inclined, unlike me." On 6/20, hollerer, screamer said, "Good orderly direction from my higher power. Listen to feelings when they tell you someone is not good for you. Don't make excuses for people's inappropriate behavior. Stop being loyal to people who do not deserve your loyalty." On 7/4, rager said, "I need protection, healing from past predators. I need loving looks, loving words, patience, acceptance, a sense of belonging, appreciation, respect, encouragement, reassurance, forgiveness, permission to be me, a belief in me, words of praise and gratitude." On 8/1, Defensive Judy said, "I need to be reassured that I'm smart enough and can learn. I need a close connection with God and let God defend me, protect me, and comfort me." On 8/3, argumentative said, "I need a healthy sense of self, reminders that I'm okay, encouragement and reassurance if I make mistakes, belief in me, protection from criticism, and gratitude for who I am. No comparisons to others." On 9/6, Defensive Judy said, "Unconditional love, reassurance, humor if she becomes too serious, encouragement, belief in me if I make mistakes, hugs, loving looks, the truth, reminders that I'm lovable. On 10:30, firefighter defensive Judy said, "I need you to heal the shame that binds me and stokes the firefighter into action. Reframe criticism into something positive." On 11:06, defensive Judy said, "I need forgiveness when I make mistakes. I need reframes of perceived mistakes. I need unconditional love, peace, and joy." On 11:24, defensive critic said, "I need lessons on how to be an accepting person, one who learns and grows from life experiences and asks questions instead of making negative assumptions, drawing erroneous conclusions, and hiding because of the intense shame I feel. Each time my adult's defensiveness was triggered, she believed she was a horrible person. When she journaled with these parts, she got to see that quite the opposite was true. My adult also realized that she could not afford to ignore her basic human needs, as she learned to from her parents and societal norms. She had to learn how to meet these human needs, or else." In my next segment, I will share a story and illustrate exactly what I mean.